A week after a Hillsborough County commissioner said she needed to go, the director of Hillsborough's Transportation Planning Agency has stepped down. Lucy Eyre has been the executive director of the Metropolitan Planning Organization, also known as the MPO, for the past 13 years. She'll now transfer to the position of programs administrator at the MPO. Eyre's world was rocked 10 days ago when Commissioner Mark Sharp told the Tampa Tribune that he thought Eyre needed to move on. That didn't go over that well with his colleagues on the MPO board later that morning, like Temple Terrace Mayor Joe Affronti.
However, I'm a little disappointed that this article appeared before we had a chance to discuss this in a public forum.
Tampa City Councilman John Dingfelder also expressed surprise at Sharp's comments at that time.
I've heard some comments, and Lucy needs to lead us. Lucy needs to lead us better. And my question would be, lead us where and lead us how?
Nevertheless, Eyre is no longer the board's executive director. WMNF spoke with Commissioner Mark Sharp this afternoon.
I deeply appreciate the work that Lucy has done in helping to build a strong MPO. And I think that her skills are going to be well used at, the assignments that they've established for. But we as a region have got to think now about how we're going to compete with a lot of other areas that are also working to build strong transit and mobility plans. I'm just committed to this region having the very best mobility plan possible that will be competitive in Washington, that will make sense with the voters, and will ultimately give us an opportunity to attract the type of high-quality, high-paying jobs in this region that will keep our best and brightest when they graduate from college right here in the Tampa Bay region.
Commissioner Sharp, when this issue came up last week and you spoke with your colleagues on the MPO board about it, you mentioned the fact that you've been talking to transportation people locally and even nationally about where things were in terms of the county and the like. And that was, you mentioned that in terms of why you thought that there needed to be a change at the top of the MPO. What were you hearing from other folks and led you to say basically that Ms. Eyre needed to go?
Well, it's not so much, this is not about Ms. Eyre. This is about, in order for an MPO and a region to be competitive, you've got to have your facts, your data, the very best information, and you've got to have excellent coordination amongst all these different disparate agencies and groups. Now you've got the new Tabarta organization, which has just been established, and it creates great challenges for our community. And so really what I'm looking for and was looking for is the person with the right skill sets to lead a very dynamic problem. This is a challenging issue that we've got, and it takes a person with the right skills.
You seem to be determined, certainly, to get this community rolling in the direction of looking at this area in terms of transit, as is Mayor Ioria, who spoke out about this a little over a year ago. Is this going to happen now? A lot of people have been hoping for a long time that...
Look, it won't happen if we don't get the right people in the right positions and then take action. And what has concerned me before is that oftentimes you know what you need to do and then you don't do it, and we sit back and we languish. And so it will happen if you get the right people and you do your homework, and we work 24/7 and we don't miss a moment, because the opportunity, the window, is narrow. You know, it's not like we can just sit back and take our time, as we've done, I believe, and then expect to be successful. Dollars are limited, and we are going to have to really have our ducks in a row. But I think it will work, and it should work, if we do everything possible. And so that's really what I was trying to do, is just light some fires and get this thing moving. If you look at not just the fuel prices, but I spoke with a gentleman last week who talked about the fact that we are at peak oil. We've, as a nation, as a world economy, we've reached the point where you're going to see that demand is going to exceed supply. And so there's going to be a growing demand, which means prices are going to go up. We've got to find alternative ways of providing energy for our community, and we're going to have to find clean and efficient ways of moving people quickly, especially with a population that's growing. So we know what the challenges are. My question is, do we have the will to do what it takes to have an effective transportation system in place so that we can compete with the rest of the world in building a global and competitive economy right here in this region.